نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Now we come to سورة الصف. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لم تقولون ما لا تفعلون. كبر مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون. إن الله يحب الذين يقاتلون في سبيله صفا كأنهم بنيان مرصوص. صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. These 10 surahs, Madani surahs, from Hadid to Tahreem, they are in the form of 5 pairs. And this is the central pairs, Surah Al-Saff and Surah Al-Jum'ah. Because we have 4 surahs before them, 2 pairs. 4 surahs after them, 2 pairs. This is the central surah. Surah Hadid started with the glory of Allah, but Surah Mujadala without its mentioning. This was one pair. Surah Al-Hashr started, Sabbaha lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard, but Surah Al-Muntahina without it. It was the second pair. But now this central and third pair, it is unique in this sense that both these surahs are starting with this mention of glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by everything in the universe. Moreover, change of tense. Surah Al-Saff starts with Sabbaha lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard wa huwa al-'azizul hakim. Exactly the same ayah with which Surah Al-Hashr started. And then the next Surah Al-Jum'ah, it will start Yusabbihu lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Here it is past tense, and there it is mudhari. And mudhari in Arabic grammar, it covers the past, the present, and the future both tenses. So it covers the whole time. And ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard covers whole existence, total universe. Universe is not a sufficient word. Total existence is ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. So now it has, so to say, engulfs everything, encompasses everything, and all the time. Everything in this universe has been glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from ever, is glorifying at every moment, will continue to glorify forever. Now, the rebuke or the reproach, a very important, I told you in the very beginning, common feature of these surahs. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Oh, you who profess to believe, why do you say what you do not do? This difference, this gap between saying something and doing something else. If you look to your utterances, well, they are very high. And if you look to your behavior, deeds, they are very low. Well, this gap, kabura baktar indallah, is most hateful in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an taqulu ma la tafalun, that you should say what you do not do. This bakt is more than wrath. You know, anger, you become angry with a friend when he does something which you never expected of him. Or your son, he has done something which you never expected. You are angry. Then wrath is a higher form of anger. But there comes a stage when you have no hope from some person. So now there is no anger. In Urdu we call it bezari. Bezar ho jana. No hope. So this is a higher level than wrath or anger. This word has appeared in Surah Al-Nisa, Sabaqta. People in the Jahiliyyah period, before Islam came in Arabia, They used to marry their mothers, not real mothers, stepmothers. A person has died, he has left four wives. Now, the eldest son, if he is the inheritor, and now all the four have not born him, he was born by one mother. All the three he takes as wives. Very bad, very bad. For this word appears in Surah An-Nisa. So that is the same word. Kabura maqtan indallahi an taqulu ma la tafalun. Now the fourth ayah is this climax. If you are a true mu'min, it means you claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. That is absolutely necessary. That is logical result. Real iman, total obedience with extreme love. These two things go to make ibadah, for which we have been created. وَمَا خَرَقُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Now if you love Allah, let Allah tell you, Allah loves whom? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوصٌ. Indeed Allah loves those of His servants and bondsmen who go to war for His cause, go to fight in His way, in ranks which are so well compacted, so solid, as if it's a reinforced structure. No cracks. So this is the highest virtue in Islam. It's very important. Every philosophy has the concept of highest virtue. What's the highest virtue according to Islam? That you go to war for the cause of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوصٌ. Now you deep down in your hearts and search your souls, are you ready for that? And this is the surah I told you. In 14 ayat, the purpose of the advent of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clearly given. Why we have sent Muhammad? And then a very forceful, very passionate call to those who say we believe in Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to devote themselves to fulfill that cause. So simple. So the climax of that is to go to war in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in the next four ayat, there is a mention of the history of Bani Israel. They were the former Muslim Ummah. Just recall the position that has been given to you now. They had that position for 2000 long years. From 1400 BC to 610 AD. 2010 years, they were the representatives of Allah on earth. But what they did, this should be a sign of fear for you. Maybe you also tread on the same path. وَإِسْقَالَ مُوسَىٰ لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ لِمَ تُوْتُونَنِي قَدْ تَعْلَمُونَ وَقَدْ تَعْلَمُونَ أَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ. Just recall when Musa said to his people, O my people, why do you annoy me? وَقَدْ تَعْلَمُونَ. You very well know. أَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ. I am the messenger of Allah to you. You accept me as the messenger of Allah. Then you disobey me. You quarrel with me. You don't do what I ask you to do. And this is the situation actually. This whole thing is discussed in Surah Al-Ma'idah. When after the book was given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and now this Bani Israel, which was a nation up till now, has now become the Ummah, Muslim Ummah. The Ummah actually is on the basis of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now they were sent to go enter Palestine and conquer it. But to conquer Palestine, they had to go to war. And if you go to war, you have to risk your life. They flatly refused. فَزَبَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّهَا هُنَا قَائِدُونَ. Go you, Musa, am your lord. And let me add, take your staff also with you. You have shown so many miracles with this staff. Go and expel those people from that land. Then we surrender. Now the condition, the emotional and psychic condition of Musa alayhi salam at that was of maqt. Bezari. That is why he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبِّ إِنِي لَا أَمْلِكُ إِلَّا نَفْسِي وَأَخِي فَفْرُقْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Oh my Lord, I don't have any power over anybody else except myself and my brother Harun. And the whole community is giving flat reply. Now please, I want that I should be separated from them. I don't want to stay with them. This was the Bezari, Maqt of Musa, who so much loved his nation, that when a Timti was quarreling with an Israeli, and he had struck him with his fist, and done away with him. But now, this is the Maqt. So he said, why do you annoy me? Why do you pinch me? فَلَمَّا زَعَهُ وَزَعَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. When they took the wrong turn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made also their hearts turn in that wrong direction. This is most important ayah of the Quran regarding this law under which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives guidance or leads astray to anybody. If you turn towards right, Allah will help you. If you take a wrong turn, well, Allah will make your heart also deviant. First decision is yours. When they took the wrong turn, they swerved from the right path. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused their hearts also swerve in the same direction. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-zalimin. Allah doesn't guide such evil doers. And what does it mean? Allah doesn't forcibly guide. This is not the law of Allah. He neither forcibly guides nor forcibly sends astray anybody. If he uses force, coercion, then there is no question of test. خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. No. The choice is yours and it's free choice. Whichever way you take, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that way easier for you. So that was the behavior of Bani Israel with Hazrat Musa. Now the second phase of the history of Bani Israel. The second messenger who came to them. وَإِسْقَالَ عِيْسَ بْنُ مَرْيَمُ. And when Isa son of Maryam said, Ya Bani Israel, O children of Israel, إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ. Verily, I am the messenger of Allah towards you. مُصَبِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ. And I confirm whatever is present before me from Torah. Maybe some of Torah has been lost. Because 600 years before the coming of Isa, the real Torah had vanished. When Nebuchadnezzar destroyed Jerusalem in the year 587 BC, after that the real Torah is not there. So maybe some of it is lost. But whatever of the Torah is present before me, I confirm it. On the one hand, I confirm Moses and Torah, and on the other, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِ يَعْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ. And I have brought to you the glad tidings of a messenger who will come after me. اسمه Ahmad. His name is Ahmad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is one of the five names that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. I have five names. And this is a hadith in Bukhari from Jubair ibn Mut'im radiallahu ta'ala. أنا محمد أنا أحمد أنا الباهي أنا الحاشر أنا العاقب. My name is Muhammad, also Ahmad, also Mahi. Mahi, who will eliminate the falsehood from the world. Hashir, who will gather the people. First to be resurrected will be Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the others will be resurrected after him. And Al-Aqib, I am the last of all the messengers. So this is his name. فَلَمَّا جَاؤُوا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ But when Isa came to them with the most glittering miracles of the history of all the messengers of Allah, the biggest miracles were given to Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wasalam. But what did they say? The ulama of Bani Israel, قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ They said, this is clear and manifest and plain sorcery and nothing else. Rejected. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبَ وَهُوَ يُدْعَى إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ And who is more evildoer than the person who forges a lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while he is called towards Al-Islam? A messenger is calling them to Islam. Isa called them to Islam. Allahu Rabbi wa Rabbukum. Fa'buduh. Hada siratu mustaqim. But they said this is sorcery. The miracles that Allah gave, they said it is sorcery. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-zalimin. Allah does not guide such evil doers, such unjust people. Again that word, forcibly. It's not his rule to forcibly guide such people towards the right path. Now this fourth ayah of this second, first four ayah, that address was to the Muslims. A sort of reproachment, a sort of rebuke. Then you see backward, look to the history of the former Muslim Ummah. It shouldn't be that you should also meet the same fate. But now this fourth ayah in the second part. يُرِيدُونَ لَيُطْفَئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ And this يُرِيدُونَ actually, it denotes only the Jews. These Jews, these Bani Israel. Now the third phase has come and Muhammad has been sent by us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a messenger to all the people of the world. But now they are enemies of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they want to extinguish the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by blowing their mouths, through their mouths. This is the character of Jews which has not changed. This was the character at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Always hatching conspiracies, instigating others, oh you come out, you attack, we shall help you from inside. The worst enemies. And that has continued throughout history. It's a fact that the Muslims gave them refuge in Spain. They were persecuted badly by the Christians in Europe. But Muslims gave them respect, rest, everything. Ben Gurion has said that Muslim Spain was the golden era of our diaspora. But then, they were the people who conspired and instigated the Christians to launch the crusades. It was instigated by them. Although the crusades started, then they were also beaten along with the Muslims. But originally they were the instigators. And today now, Zionism, especially when they have conquered the Christian world, they are the worst enemies. They are hatching plots. And that time is not very far off when there will be a final confrontation between the deen of Allah, deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the world of Judaism and Christianity. In the forefront will be Christians, but actually at the back and controlling them and directing them will be the Jews. And that Armageddon or Al-Hamdul Uthma is not very far off. It's going to come very soon now. يُرِيدُونَ لَيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ They intend to extinguish the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their mouth, that is by blowing. وَاللَّهُ مُطِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ And Allah has decided that He will perfect His light. Although this might be not pleasant, not liked by the unbelievers. this perfection of light will be when Islam will become dominant over the whole of this globe. The light essentially was perfected at the time of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But you know, the area it covered was not the whole of the globe. But this light is to shine over the whole of the globe according to the prophecies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now this ayah number 9, this is not only the central axis of this surah. This plus ayah number 25 of Surah Al-Hadid, they are the axis of the whole of Quran. That ayah number 25 Surah Al-Hadid has slightly changed in the case of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you recall, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا, this was in plural, a general rule, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْإِمَامَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانَ لَيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. Now this general principle, when applied to the advent of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the form. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ. Now this is singular. It is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has sent His messenger, that is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ. Now بَيِّنَات, the miracles. In case of Muhammad, the miracle is also Quran. So Kitab and Bayyanat are merged into this book. Al-Huda, Al-Huda, this Quran. And the balance has perfected with the advent of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the form of Deenul Haq. Now it's a full system of life. A full political, socio-economic order. It is He who has sent His messenger with two things, with the total guidance, the final guidance, the complete guidance, that is Quran. And the Dunya, the just political, socio-economic system of life. What for? لَيُزْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. So that He makes it dominant over all the systems of life. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. Although the associates with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of false gods or false deities, they will never like it. But it is duty to do it. So now Muhammad was not only a bearer of glad tidings and a warner, but also a revolutionary role was assigned to him. We have that in Surah Ash-Shura. أُمِرْتُ لِعَادِلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. I have been sent to establish justice among you. And all our passengers we send for this purpose, the يَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ, so that people should abide by justice. And now that justice has been perfected, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَكْمَلْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا, in the form of Deenul Haq. Now to establish it over the whole human life, not a part of it, without any exception. This is the role assigned to him. This is the mission given to him. And for this now, those who claim that we believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very passionate call is being issued to them. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu hal adullukum ala tijaratin tunjikum min azabin aleem. Oh, you who profess to believe, should I guide you to a trade, the profit of which will be that you will be saved from the painful chastisement of the hereafter. I told you this word trade is used at many places in the Quran. Simple to understand. If you are in a business, you must have some capital and then you have to work. In the same way. But for? You want some profit. In the same way. You will have to enter into a business. You will have to spend your money, your belongings, your wealth, and also your hard work, even your life. If you want to be saved from the painful chastisement of the day of the hereafter. Now what does it mean? If you don't enter into this bargain, and still you hope that you will have salvation in the hereafter, It's your wishful thinking. Allah doesn't guarantee it. It's a conditional thing. You can get salvation. But you have to do this service. Otherwise, this ayah becomes meaningless. Futile. And what is that business? Tu'minuna billahi wa rasulihi. Have real faith in Allah and His Messenger. Who have been addressed? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. And they are being told to have real belief. You have the belief, but then your belief is only at the tip of your tongue. It should go down, sink down into the depths of your heart. وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. And exert your utmost, find your utmost in the way of Allah, to make the deen of Allah supreme. What is the way of Allah? لَيُزْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. To make the deen of Allah supreme, this is the way of Allah. To exert your utmost. And you have two things. بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ, with your belongings, وَأَنفُسِكُمْ, with your life. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. This is better for you if you know. Now just recall ayah number 15 of Surah Al-Hujurat. We had a comprehensive definition of who is a real mu'min. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. Verily the true mu'mins are only those who believe in Allah and the Messenger, then doubt not. Yaqeen. Conviction. And they strive in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their belongings and lives. Only such people are true when they claim that they are mu'min. So there can be no iman without jihad fi sabilillah. And here, there can be no salvation without jihad fi sabilillah. If even now we say that jihad fi sabilillah is not farz, it's not obligatory. It's not ordained on us. I'm at a loss to understand. That means we are denying Quran. Quran says there's no real iman without jihad. There's no salvation possible without jihad. Yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Now what will happen if you do it? Allah will forgive you your shortcomings. Number one. وَيُدْخِلْكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. And will make you enter the garden underneath which rivers will be flowing. وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةً فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ. And grant you very pleasant dwellings in the gardens of perpetual bliss. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is the greatest kamyabi. This is the greatest success. It's very meaningful here. Because another thing is mentioned after that. وَأُخْرَى تُحِبُّونَا. Another thing which you love. And that is, نَسْلُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيمٌ. Help from Allah and a near victory. What does it mean? These things have no importance in the eyes of Allah. In the eyes of Allah, the real success is the success of the hereafter. Whether in this world you succeed or not succeed is irrelevant. If you have done whatever you could do, you are successful. Nothing might have happened. No revolution might have appeared. You might not have seen the success. Your struggle crowned with success. No harm. If you have done whatever you could do, if you have spent everything that you had, you are successful. That is the success. It is an additional thing. This Allah grants sometimes, and sometimes doesn't grant. So many prophets of Allah went from this world without any visible, tangible success. So were they failures? No. They were successful. The nations failed, and then they were destroyed. Very important. For people who take this way, this path actually, they should stop thinking about success. Leave it. If Allah wishes, it will come. If no, We don't care. We have to care for whether I am doing whatever I can do or I am sparing something, keeping back. That is the main issue. If I put everything, then I am successful. Now this, actually, this surah was revealed in the year 6th after Hijrah. And this position had matured after the Battle of Ahzab, 20th, Khandaq. I told you that after the Battle of Ahzab, the Prophet had told the Muslims, لَن تَغْزُوكُمْ قُرَيْشْ بَعْضَ عَامِكُمْ حَاذَا وَلَكِنَّكُمْ تَغْزُونَهُمْ. Now Quraysh will never be able to come and attack you. Now you will go towards them. So now the Muslims as a community, as an ummah, the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed that test when they stood fast in the Battle of Ahzab. So they had passed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them the glad tidings. Now, the help of Allah is near and very soon. Success will kick your feet. So this is a particular, a time tied phenomenon. Not always. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still trying you. But at that time, this was the time for this glad tidings. And that is why, that very year, the Prophet went for Umrah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the treaty of Hudaybiyah was concluded, and Allah declared, Inna fatahna laka fatham mubeena. The gates of success opened. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu kunu ansar Allah. Oh, you who believe, or profess to believe. Be helpers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do you mean? Allah is weak? No. But He is testing you that this way. If you help His deen, if you want to make His deen supreme, you are. By His blessing, He is taking you to be His helpers. Kama qala Isa ibn Maryam lil hawariyin. Just as Isa, son of Maryam, had said to his disciples, Man ansari lillah, who are my helpers towards Allah? Now this is helping Allah and helping the messenger. Kunu ansar Allah, be helpers to Allah. And Hazrat Isa said, be my helpers towards Allah. The same two words came in the ayah of number 25 of Surah Al-Hadid. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانَ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ وَأَنزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدَ فِيهِ بَأْسٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ وَرُسُلَهُ بِالْغَيْبِ. Allah wants to see who are His faithful servants who help Him and His messengers. So this is the help to Allah because this deen is Allah's deen. We want to make it supreme. And this is the help to messenger because to make it supreme was primarily the mission assigned to the messenger. So help to Allah and help to the messenger. قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ. The disciples of Isa said, we are the helpers of Allah. فَآمَنَ الطَّائِفَةٌ مَنْ إِسْرَائِيلَ وَكَفَرَ الطَّائِفَةٌ. That the children of Israel got divided. A group of them believed in Isa and the other group, they denied him, rejected him. فَأَيَّدْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَرَادُوهِمْ. But then we helped those who had believed against their enemies. فَأَصْبَحُوا الظَّاهِرِينَ. And in the long run, they were the triumphants. They were the dominants. But please note, this thing took 300 years. Not immediately. Christians were badly persecuted by the Jews as well as the Romans. But there's no doubt, the followers of Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, they were very persevering, very persevering, very persevering. But then in the year 300 of Christian era, Emperor Constantine of Rome, he converted to Christianity. And the whole empire converted to Christianity. Now they were dominant. Now they started persecuting
the Jews. And they were worst persecuted community at that time. From that time till the Muslims enter Europe. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات الرحيم.